Vayter in Shasper and Shvustaf Memvav, bring it up on the top of the page, second line, Amr of Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Sholcholim Bei Rav, they said from the Yeshiva Rav Lishmol to Shmol, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu, Uman Omer Shtaim Kotzatzta Li, let's say if an Uman, Rosh Hashanah, but another type of Uman, an Uman, a craftsman, and he says to his boss, the one who hired him, he says, you know, you said for me that it's going to be 2 sela for my job. But hello, Omer, look at Tzatzi Licha Elachas. So he says, what are you talking about? I said, it's only going to be 1 sela. Me Nishba, who swears? Amar Lahen, Shmuel said back to them, Bezu Yishava Bal Habayis. In such a case, the Bal Habayis, the employer, right, the boss, he's going to swear that he said it's going to be 1 sela. V'yafsid Uman, and the Uman loses out. Why? Because Ketzitza Vade Mitkar Dekiri Inche, the people certainly remember the amount that they were kutzits that they set up to pay. Frak the Gemara, Aini, is this really true? Vahatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, kutzats, if it was set up, if it's unclear exactly how much it was, and Hamotzi Mechaveru Levaraya, if you want to take from someone, it's on you, is the Raya. Ve'i Lomaisi Raya Paka, and that means if you can't bring a Raya, then he's knocked out, and then the employer is automatically putter from paying the greater amount. Amai, why is this true? According to Shmuel, Yishava Bala Abayis, V'yavsid Uman, let the Uman lose out. He has to swear, and then the Uman loses out. Rav Nachum answers, let's study Ketani. The Braisa means to teach only one part of the din. Oh, maybe Raya V'yitol, or Yishava Bala Abayis, V'yavsid Uman. Right? Either what happens is that the Uman can go bring a Raya, and then he'll get the full amount, because he's saying, you owe me 2, and the guy who hired him is saying, I only owe you 1, so let him go and bring a Raya, it's 2, and then he gets the money. Oh, Yishava Bala Abayis, that's the Uman. Or if he's not able to bring a Raya, then he can go and he can swear that his is correct, and the guy loses out that amount, he only gets 1, not 2. Is that really so? Frak the Gemara, Meisvei. But we know what Bryce says, a nosin talisa l'uman. You have a guy who gives his talis, meaning his cloak, his clothing, his jacket. He gives it to an uman to fix. And then he goes and fixes it. Uman omer katzatzta lishtayim. He says, okay, you know, you said you're going to give me 2 sela. You owe me 2 sela. But omer, what? Lukas says, achas. I said only 1 sela. I never said 2. Kol zman shetalis biyad uman. If the talis is still in the hand of uman, al bala bayis, al viraya, it's on the bala bayis, to bring a raya. You know, you want to go and take this talis from this person for a payment of 1 sela, he has to prove that it's valid. Nasta lo, but if you already gave it to him, then bizmano, if he claims it during the time that the money is due, right? Isn't worked by the day, works by the job. So his time depends on when he returns it. If he returns it by day, then he has to be paid before the night. If by night, it's going to be paid before, you know, the next day. And there's Pavan Otel. He swears that it was for 2 sela, and he gets a full amount. Avrisman, if it's past his man, then he's got to bring a raya that he's owed 2. Vizmano, Mia, Nishpavanota, but we still, what comes out from the price, it says that during the time he can Nishpavanota, even though it's on the amount that was set. Amai, why is this true? According to Shmuel, says, Yishava Bala Bayis, V'yaf Seruman, let the Bala Bayis go and swear, and then the Uman should lose out. So the Gemara, Amar of Nachma Yitzchak Hamani, that opinion that you just quoted from is someone else. That's from Yehuda. He, the Amar calls man Shavua Nota Eitzal Balabais. It says whenever a chiyav of a shavua would be upon the Balabais, midah Raisa, then Sachir Nishva Venotel. The Chacham said that the employee can swear instead, and he can collect this, the contested amount, even if it's about the amount of the employee's wage. So, since the Braisa, the case of the Braisa, in the case of the Braisa, the Balabai is admitting that he's motivated, makes this over here, and therefore he's to meet the Raisa, go and swear, the Uman is allowed to go and swear instead and collect the full amount. However, Behuda's opinion, not everyone agrees with that, right? And there's the Das Yachid on this one. And the Chachamim argue, and they say whenever this is about the amount of the ketzitza, of how much was set, then it's the employer, the boss, who takes the shvuah. So Shmuel's din, in such a case that the Bala Bayis, the employer, swears and pays, only the lesser amount goes with the according of the Chachamim. So it's just a machlokas. Now, Frick the Gemara. Hi, Rabbi Yehuda. Where do you find Rabbi Yehuda actually says, as you're saying, if this is Rabbi Yehuda? Elam Rabbi Yehuda, the Messiah, when it's Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, and Dalit Amabeis. What did he say over there that he had said? That if the Balabais, the employer, you know, the boss,
makes a, his mother makes us, and therefore he's midaraisa to go and swear. That the worker can swear instead and collect the money, can't be able to stay, that's it, because a chmura kamachmir. And the opinion that he said in our Mishnah, he uses being more machmir than chachamim, in reference to a hired worker's right to swear and collect his wages. The Tanan, we learned to the Mishnah of Yehuda Omer, this din that a hired worker can swear and collect doesn't apply unless there's a mode of a mixas of a chiyav by the boss. The Chum, on the other hand, they're more makil towards the worker and allow him to swear and collect his money, even if the boss is not mode of a mixas. So it would come out that if in the case where the machlokas is on the amount of the money, then the chachamim are machmir and don't allow the employee to swear and collect the full amount. Rabbi Yehuda certainly would not allow him to do this. So Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the Mishnah is clearly not the source that he allows the worker to swear and collect the full amount in the case where the amount of the money is under dispute. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda the Brisa. Must go into the Yehuda of the Brisa, the time of the Brisa. So here you have a hired worker. He's getting paid, and now we're not sure how much it is. As long as his man hasn't passed, then I raise any spavnos, so he can swear and take it. But if it did pass the next day, and then eino nishpavnos, that he can't do such a thing. From a reader, it says, Amosai, when is it true that a worker who claims his money before the time has passed, he swears and collects? Zman sha'amr lo tainli schari chamishim dinar sheish lebiyadcha. When he told the guy, give me my 50 dinar, silver dinar that you owe me, and the person says back, Hiskabalta mehen dinar zav. You already got a dinar zav of it, which is half of the amount. And one dinar zav is 25 silver dinar. Osha Amarlo, or let's say the worker told them, Shtaim Kitatsu, you said you're giving me two. Vahalo Amar says, look, I said, only one. In both of those situations, since the person, the employer, the boss, is being modemixas, the worker can swear and collect the money. Aval amru lo, but let's say the boss said, lo schartichem olam, I never hired you at all. Osham lo, he says, schartichem olam, sati lecha sarecha, I hired you and I paid you. And this chavir el varai, and now he's doing a rai. So in this price review, this thing straight up. Even where the amount is under, you know, is under dispute, the worker can swear and collect the full amount that he claimed, as long as the employer is modemixas. So now it says the Gemara. Mask of Lord of Shisha Bered Ravidi. Shisha Ravidi, he said, now hold on 1 second. Ela Katzat Rabbi Yehudi Hivler Abanan. You want to say that the Brisa that we said, which says that when they're arguing about the amount, you know, when there's a machlokas about that, the workers allowed to swear and collect the full amount. That's Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not their Abanan? Hashta Hechi de Machmir Rabbi Yehuda Mikili Rabanan. If even in a case where Yehuda is machmir and doesn't allow him to swear and collect his stuff, Rabbanan are makel towards this work and allow him to swear and collect. Hech the makel of Yehuda, can it be that in the case where Yehuda is makel towards the work and permits him to swear and collect the amount, the machmir Rabbanan, you're going to say that the chamer can be machmir and not allow him to go ahead and to swear to collect it? Frankly, Gemara back for LMI. What do you want to say? Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon, that it's going also like the Rabbanon, the Tani Rabbi Ver Shmuel, Katzatz, in the case where they, when they, you know, they're arguing about how much money was set up. Money, who do you want to say is going to, according to? If the Chachamim agree that even with the Machlokas is about the amount that the working is right collected, and we'll read the Rabbanon, then the Brisa, taught by Rabbi Ver Shmuel, is neither going with the Rida or with the Rabbanon. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda and hold that where the machlokas concerns the amount of the money, the worker can't swear and collect. And the Braisa Tav Rabbi Shmuel says goes to Rabbi Chachamim. So it's clear that it comes out that the Chachamim argue with Rabbi's opinion in reference to a case where the amount of the money is in dispute. Ella Amar Rava. Rava comes in. He says, "Baha Kamifli." It is this way they are arguing. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Bidaraisa. He says that when there's a Daraisa Shavua of the employer of the boss to swear, right, where he's more than mixas, and Avdali Takanta Lish Tzachir. Then the Chum came along and they made this Takanta. They let him swear to get his money. This goes in every case of mother mixas, even if it's Machlokas or the Ketzitza. Excuse me. Ubidarabanan. Where it's a case of Darabanan, where he claimed that he paid the full amount, Havai Takanta, this Chiv itself is a Darabanan. If a Takanta, the Takanta, Lavdina, you don't make a Takanta, therefore we don't take the shvua away from the employer and transfer it to the worker. Rabbanan says they hold the Rabbanan. Nami have dinat takanat zasachir. We even go make the takanat zasachir. Well, we let him swear instead of the boss and collect the money. Ktsitsa mitkar dakir. In the case of the amount of is of the ktsitsa. In the case where the the amount that was said, that you know was set upon is in question, then we don't give, you know, pass over the shvua to the worker, because a boss certainly remembers the amount that he had set up. Okay, we got the next part of the Mishnah. Nigzal Ketzad. What case is a victim of theft swear and collect? Let's say you have an aid that testified against someone that he entered the house of his person that was owed money to him. Dave owes me money. I go into his house. I take a mashkin without any permission, right? And then let's say I claim that this guy Dave says that I took something and I deny it. Then he could swear and collect whatever he claims was stolen. Vidilma lo mishkino, but maybe he didn't actually take a mashkin. What do you mean, Vidilma lo mishkino? Maybe he didn't take any collateral. Why should the victim be allowed to swear and collect whatever he claims just because of the fact that this person is known to enter this house with the intention of taking something? Milo amar Rav Nachman, hay man denakit narga biyade. If let's say you have somebody who took an axe in his hands, va'amar ezel ve'ektalei ledikla leplani. He says, I'm going to go chop down this person's palm tree. V'shechad to kill the v'shadi, and the tree was, after it found, to be chopped down and thrown into the ground. We don't say that he was the one who knocked it down. Right? We don't hold him chayav for this tree unless he was actually seen being chopping it down. Alma of the inish the gazim love. There are people that go, they exaggerate these things. Like, I'm going to do this, but I don't actually do it. Alchanam the gazim love. He made a guzma. He's just like exaggerating, but he actually didn't go and do it. Why are you assuming then that he actually stole something and allowing this victim to swear and collect whatever he wants? And for the Gemara, Ema Umishkino, that he actually did take a mashkin, right, with that permission. If the Edom saw him going to the house to actually take something, then the victim is allowed to go ahead and to swear and collect whatever he claims. Velech Zeimai Mishkino, if so, let the same witness also see and testify what mashkin he took from him. Why does he get to swear and collect whatever he wants? Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Betano Kelim, and he told him Tachas Kanafav. Where what happened was, is we're dealing with a case where the victim claims that he took some utensils that could be carried underneath the clothing, but something the witnesses saw him hide something beneath his clothing, they don't know exactly what it was. Therefore, they say whatever they claim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ra'u Shehitmin Kelim Tachas Kanafav V'yatsa. Let's say you have an Edom that saw someone was in his friend's house, and he hid Kalim underneath the, you know, his clothing, the knuffav, the folding of his clothing, and then he left the house. Beep, turn the page. Mem vav amud beis. V'amud lekuchen him biyadi. And then he said, the lady says, I bought these things. But the guy goes, no, you borrowed them. Eno neman, the guy who has it is not believed, even with the shvua, says Rashi. Through the shvua, we'll see why. But we said this only in reference to a balabais, who does not usually sell the stuff. The guy normally sells the stuff. Now the guy's going to believe when he says that he actually bought them. And even in the situation where he does not usually sell the stuff, we said that the possessor is not believed that he bought them only in reference to the things that are not normally hidden when carried in the streets. About dvarim shadakim latvim, things that are normally hidden, them and the person is believed to say that they actually bought it. Says Rashi, "Vefal bishen asayim korkelim zimnim mitzruchele zuzeh mezab mazbin." Even though he doesn't normally go and sell things, there are times that he would, like if he needs the money, and then he goes ahead and he sells it. Vishen dakim latvim nami, things that aren't normally hidden also larmin elenish enish dalot sinia. We said that the person who has is not believed only if he's a person who is not secretive in the way that he normally acts. So, but a person is like a secretive type of person, he hides things, and that's just the normal way he does things, therefore he's believed to say that he actually bought it. Rashi says, even though he's bringing it out, he hides it. And we said that a non-secretive person is not believed only in reference to say, in reference to a case where this one says, meaning the Balabai says that the Kalim are borrowed, and the other one says that they were bought. Avav Beginuvim, in the case where the
The guy claims that it was stolen. Lav kol kminei, it's not his power to be believed. Lachazukein is began v'ilum chaskina, because we don't assume a person is a gan unless you have a riot to say that he is. Therefore, the guy who has it is believed to say that he actually bought this stuff. V'lorim en elabedorim esuin la'ashir la'askir. And we're only talking about over here, right? We said that the one who has it is not believed that it was bought, only in reference to things that are usually lent or rented. Avodorim shenu shi la'ashir la'askir, that was not the case. Neman, then he's believed to have bought them. The shalach Rav Huna bar Avin, devar masun hashul haskel, v'amar lekuchene and biyadi, and a neman is not believed. Kiha, the Rav apik zuga disciple, like the case where Rav grabbed a pair of scissors from a person who makes clothing, hashes misperayim, shal sorke begadim, v'sifra dagadata, and a book of agada. We got it from who? Miyasvi, from Yisomim. Since these are things that are normally lent out or rented out. There's someone who brought witnesses to testify that these items were his, and he said that he lent them to the father of these Yisomim. Rav accepted it, and he took these items from the Yisomim, returning to the previous owner. Rav says, Afilu Shomer Nishba, even a watchman of the person's house can take a shvua as to what the thief took, and thereby he can get the balabais to collect it from the god. Afilu Ishto Shomer Nishbas, even the watchman's wife can go ahead and take a shvua if she was there at the time that it happened. Boy, Papa, ask her Papa, Schiro Ulikito Mahu. What's going to be the din by the victim's hired worker? Or is Lakita the person who works in the fields and gathers things? Rashi says, will it be neman on this swear? Can they also swear? And therefore, the balabais get collect whatever they say the thief took? Teiku. Good question, of an answer. Amalei Rav Yemer LeRavashi, Tainu Bekasa DeKaspa Mai. If the victim claimed that the thief stole a silver goblet, what's the din? Is a claim that the thief stole such an expensive item, do we believe it? Chazina, let's check out, take a look. Inish to Amiru, if this victim is a wealthy person, Unish to Mehimanu, or is something that's trustworthy, the Mapkade in Shegabe, with people would leave expensive things by him, Mishtava Vishakil, he could swear that this was stolen and collected. If he's low, but he's not known to be wealthy or trustworthy, low. He's not believed to say such an expensive thing. Just for clarity purposes, one step back. I was talking about if the victim claims all those things. Let me see what type of person he is. Okay, now, next part of the mission, Nechbal Ketzad. In what case are we talking about? The person got assaulted and he swears and collects. Right? If someone comes in and into his friend's reshus, and then he comes out injured and he swears that, you know, he beat me up and he collects. Amar Yudam Shmuel Lo Shanu Ela B'Makom Sheyachol Lachabo Ba'atzmo. He taught that the victim has to swear in order to collect only if the injury is in a place of his body where he could have injured himself. And she says that's when he needs shvua. He's not able to do it himself. He can collect without asking any, without any sort of swear. Like, what are you saying? Like his back? Maybe he rubbed up against the wall or something like that. Maybe he did it to himself. Tani Rabbi Chia of Chia Tana Braisa Sha'olsa Lo Neshicha Bigabo. We're talking about where he has a bite mark on his back, Ubein Atsiliyadav, or between his elbows. So it's very hard. You can't have someone else, you know, you can't make a bite on your back. That's just not going to work. Vidilma Acher Avidle, maybe someone else did it to him. How do you know it's this person he's accusing? Dalek Acher. We're talking about there's no other person there at the time except for this person. Whoa. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, Kishin Negdo Chashud, in what circumstance does one who is opposing is a suspect regarding other Shavuos, you know, and collect when, let's say, that he's suspected of swearing falsely, or either Shavuos Eidos, or Shavuos Begadon, or Shavuos Shav. Maya Filu Shavuos Shav, what do you mean Filu Shavuos Shav? Shavuos Shav, make it sound like that's the Chiddush over here. Lami Bai comes, Lami Bai. Long be by Anach, I don't even have to say those that he's not, that he's out. The Isbahu Kfiras Mamu, because he's denying any sort of money over there. But Elafil Hayanam, even this one also, Kfiras Mamu, Dvar Ma'amu, he's just denying some words over here. Lo Mehem, and he's not going to be a trustworthy person in reference to cash. But listening, Nami Shuas Bitoy, what about Shuas Bitoy? An oath of utterance. I want to say that. Ki katani, when the Mishnah says it stinks, shvuas dechi mishtaba b'shikra ka mishtaba. It mentioned only shvuas, which at the time that one swears them, he's swearing falsely. Al shvuas bitoy, but with reference to that of the oath of utterance, the ikal lemember, the bekushta ka mishtaba, there is possible to say that he did it truthfully. He was doing it honestly, and he only decided afterwards to violate it, lo katani, right? We're not talking about those cases over there. Teina cholcha v'lo ochal, this is going to answer for a case that I will eat or I will not eat, but achata v'lo ochal, what about I ate or I didn't eat? Michael Lemayma, that's not a switch over there, it's even at the time he said it. Why don't we put that in? Tana shvo shav, because we taught a shvo shav. Beep, turn the page. V'chol, memzayin, v'chol d'damile, and anything that's going to be similar to it, any false oath about the past. If someone took a false oath of bitoy about the past, he is disqualified from being trusted with an oath in court. That's included in this as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.